Here's an image of American life that is fading. A neighborhood boy or girl cycles up the sidewalk delivering newspapers. These days, most deliveries involve cars and adults. NPR's Noah Adams went looking for a town that still encourages younger newspaper carriers. He found it in West Iowa.
I had been in Iowa a couple of years ago working on a story, and I was taking pictures on a foggy afternoon and saw a young girl on a blue bicycle and a newspaper bag across her shoulder. She stopped, almost smiled, and held up a copy of the Daily Times Herald. I guess I didn't know that kids were still delivering papers anywhere. And I've often thought about that day in Iowa, so why not take a midsummer's trip and see how it all works? The whistle is sort of a sound signature for Carroll, Iowa. Seems like the freight trains come through every 15 minutes. The red brick Carroll Depot from 1896 is now the Chamber of Commerce. Carroll is 10,000 people, surrounded by farmland, factories, 13 parks. The Daily Times Herald is printed right downtown. If you want to make some money and have an adventure, even if you're only 11 years old, you are growing up in the right place. Tell me your name, please.
Jackson Coleman. We're going to do my paper out today. It's sometimes 36 to 38 papers, and it pretty much goes in a figure eight.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Right around your house?
Mm-hmm.
Jackson Coleman. Jackson is spelled with an X. He's wearing a bright blue Under Armour t-shirt, a ball cap, has the carrier bag with the orange shoulder strap ready for the walk. Sometimes across the grass, he goes up to the porch. The paper usually goes in the mailbox.
Some people want it in their door, some people want it in their mailbox. The longest it's ever taken me to do my paper out is maybe a half hour.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't take that long. There's some certain houses that you're like, do people still live here? Because, like, you don't see them come out at all.
We'll continue with Jackson and his paper route in a couple of minutes, but let's go back to earlier in the day when the press was running.
Yeah, we're waiting on papers.
The Daily Times Herald is one of the few newspapers that has kids out delivering. It's a surviving exception to a trend. I called the two nearest big papers, the Des Moines Register and the Omaha World Herald. Both circulation managers said, very few kids. In the town of Carroll, the big thing that makes it work, this paper comes out in the afternoon after school, and only 5 days a week. It's a local family-owned operation, 16 pages, lots of color pictures. In 2013, it was Iowa's Newspaper of the Year. Lots of awards, a news staff, a young reporter would be happy to join.
My name's Rebecca McKenzie, and I've worked at the Chautauquan Daily in New York. These are all internships before this. The Columbus Dispatch, the Arizona Republic, and the Times of Israel.
About 15 people work here in the stuffing room, putting the paper together with the advertising flyers, making up the bundles that go out to the carriers. The circulation manager here told me about 80% of the papers are delivered by youngsters. They get paid the same as adults, 10 to 12 cents a copy. It's often a part-time job for grown-ups, and retired couples will do it and people with disabilities. Jackson Coleman, showing us around his carrier route, says he gets a check every 2 weeks for about $45.
I spend it once in a while, and I'm saving up for a trip to Washington, D.C. It's a class trip,
uh-huh.
And I'm saving up for that. And then with the church group, we're saving up to go to the National Youth Gathering in 2016 in Louisiana.
Some of these houses are protected by small dogs on top of the couch, scratching at the window. On the route today, Jackson says hi to a woman who comes to the door for her paper. He waves to a man in a lawn chair out in front of his garage, listening to music without his hearing aids. And we meet a contractor who's working next door. Turns out this guy once delivered papers right here in the town of Carroll.
I used to do it when I was little.
Sam Schmidt best remembers Christmas time. His favorite Christmas carrier tip, locally famous cinnamon rolls.
Every year I'd get a big old plate of those for Christmas. That was great.
Yeah.
It was one of them old ladies that don't cook like that anymore.
I talked some with Jackson about being out in the neighborhood alone, the things that could happen. What if he smelled smoke?
Fire?
Yeah.
I would probably run to the next door neighbor and bang on the door, tell them to call 911.
Right.
I don't have a cell phone yet, at least. I might get one at the end of the summer, so I'll carry that in case of emergency.
A standard carrier chore is now done away with. No more collecting, knocking on doors with your receipt book. It's credit card billing now. Ann Wilson, who's a co-owner of the paper, recalls helping her brother with collections. Here's a story she's been telling for 50 years.
I remember a time when I was doing the substitute for my brother in collecting, and there was one that he couldn't get money from. So I went to try, and she brought the money to the door in pennies and then dropped them on the porch.
One of Ann's sons, Doug Burns, now the vice president for news, carried a route for many years as a kid, but he has a bit of misgiving about the way it's all going now.
You see more parents around their kids, helping their kids with the route, rather than, you know, realizing that this was maybe the first opportunity for a young person to have independence. There was sort of a beautiful solitude in delivering papers in the era that I did it that I think is probably missing from the experience today.
Our carrier on this afternoon, Jackson Coleman, says he's not especially worried about his paper route. He's only ever about 3 blocks away from home, and the streets do seem safe. But there is crime and violence in his town of Carroll, and every day as he walks between the porches, he's reading the front page.
Like, there was a stabbing a couple of weeks ago where one man stabbed his girlfriend because he got mad at her. And there's drug dealers around here and stuff like that. And they try to get kids to do bad things and stuff like that, but you don't see them very often, but when you do, you just don't acknowledge them or don't talk to them.
We come to the end of the paper route.
We're done.
And Jackson goes to wash the ink off his hands and get back to his regular 11-year-old afternoon. The family that owns and runs the Carroll, Iowa Daily Times-Herald believes the most important news they cover is about the young people, the schools, the sports, the arts, and it just makes sense to have them delivering those stories. Noah Adams, NPR News.
Did you deliver the newspaper as a kid? And do you have photographic evidence? Share your photos with us on Instagram. Use the hashtag NPRPaper.